Amen. I believe that you are a Christian, or your sins under the blood. And if it wasn't in his presence now, it would be different. I'd say, now there's something wrong somewhere. But no doubt, but what you're a sincere believer. And now, I'm your brother. I know nothing about you. Never seen you in my life. I couldn't know one thing about you. It's all just has to be come down from God. Now, the reason I believe that he will is because gifts and callings are without repentance. See? God gives the gift. He won't take that away. But if I use it wrong, then he'll deal with me for it, see? Now, that's the reason I'm trying to just say all that I can, and you hear me bragging on Jesus, always about Jesus. Jesus, always. Never myself, it's Jesus, you see. It's him. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just his mouthpiece. Just as if the President of the United States would make me an ambassador to Germany, see? My words then in Germany would be just exactly what the President told me to say, and if I said them what he told me to say, then everything is in the United States is behind them words. Is that right? Is that right on you? He'll have to back up if I'm an ambassador. Then if I be a minister sent from God as this, and what I pronounce here, and if it be coming from God, everything that's in heaven is to back that word up. Is that right? Because it's given right straight fresh off of the throne to say what it is and to do about it. Is that right? Now, if that was at my leisure, you know what I'd do now? If that was at my leisure to do with just in my hand to do whatever I could, I'd walk right down, I'd say, how many people here has got heart trouble? I'd bring all them up first and heal every one of them. Then I'd say, bring all the TB up and all the cancers up. They're going to die first. Then I'd look around, see these people crippled. I'd say, they won't get up and walk around, though they may live a normal life. They may live for years and years being crippled. But them heart troubles is going to die right away if something isn't done, see? Cancer and so forth, they're eat up and gone. So get them. Then the next, I'd go down and get all these crippled people. I'd heal every one of them. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But it's not for me to do, see? I can't do it. Now, the only thing I can do is to make you believe in, or try my best to get you to believe in the Lord Jesus. I've talked a long time to you. Because that I'm waiting to, I've seen you, someone sitting right behind you there, it's breaking in. If you would turn like this just a little bit better, it would be better. See, human beings, each one is possessed with a spirit. See? And then your spirit and my spirit, then if I have an anointing of a different spirit, anointing here of the Holy Spirit, which is a gift of God coming from God, to do something for you, and in you would have to be an evil one, like a cancer or tumor or some growth, something got life in it besides your life. Well, then them two go to doing, you see. One will say, you'll have to come. The other will say, don't you believe it? The other will say, you'll have to come. The other will say, don't believe it, see. And I'm talking to you to see what takes place. Then when it happens, there it is, you see. It depends on your faith and what I'm speaking of Jesus Christ, see. See the story? Now, wouldn't you like to go home and eat again and have a good, sound meal? That stomach's bothered you so long, hasn't it? Isn't that right? Now you go ahead and do what you want to. God bless you. Amen. Let's say praise be to God. Everybody do that. Now, I say this with all my heart. While speaking to the little lady, oh, I forget the vision, what it was. Poor little woman's had a time. And there was more wrong with the woman than what she thought there was. See? But she did have a stomach trouble, which she's a nerve. She's an upset person. And she's one of those people that always has got in her mind something way back there she's thinking about all the time. Isn't that about your nature, lady? And you've been suffering other things, too. See? Now, I just didn't want to say it, but with all my heart and soul, woman, I believe you'll never suffer no more. You're going to get well. See? I believe it. Now you come, lady, and stand right around this way, if you will, so I can talk to you just a moment. Now, do you believe these things that I have said? And you believe it to be truly sent from God, do you? With all your heart, you believe that. Well, I'm happy that you do, for I can only say, now the only thing that I could do would just be see what was wrong with you, see. Just like, or if it was in the line of sin, I might be able to know that. And if you've confessed it, well, probably I'd discern the blood then, you see. That's done. When you confess a sin, he puts it in the sea of forgetfulness to remember against you no more. It's just, Did you? You know what this bleach is that you use for your washing? Clorox, you know what it is? Well, you take this one drop of ink and drop it into that tub of bleach. What would happen to that drop of ink? You couldn't find it, could you? It would just be bleach. Is that right? Well, that's the way sin does when it hits the blood of Jesus Christ. It's just no more. You don't know what happens to it. You couldn't get it out of there if you had to anymore. She's just done. That's right. Color? That's color of black ink. But it ain't black no more. It's gone. The black has become white, and the black is gone somewhere, and you don't know where it went. Is that right? That's the way sin is. Now, if you will accept Jesus as your healer, that heart trouble that you've been suffering with will be just as the ink was when you hit the water. See you do it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You had a smothering heart, blockage of the heart. Is that right? And now it's been causing you trouble for some time. But now you go on your road, and sister, in the name of our Master, Jesus Christ, who has sent his angel to vindicate these things, that I, his servant, speak the truth. May he bless you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. I go believing, sister, and be over the rest of your day. All right, sister. Now, you believe with all your heart,
yes, sir?
I believe you do, sir. And now, you had the same thing she has, all right? But do you believe he's healed you now?
He can, yes.
All right, sir. Then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you go off this platform and get sound and well. God bless you. Let's say praise be to God. Those heart troubles, a pressure moving, heart trouble, everywhere. Here, just a moment. What made you jump then? You had heart trouble too, you did have. Isn't that right? The little lady, isn't that true? Stand up on your feet. Yes, she has a white hat on. You're the one suffering heart trouble, isn't that right? All right, you're healed. So is she. And the lady sitting next to you there with cancer, she can get healed too if she'll just raise up and believe it. Do you believe it? You believe the cancer leaves you? You do? If you do, raise up your hand. All right, you can go home also. God bless you. Go on your road rejoicing. Now here he is. Oh, what could happen? What will happen? That lays within you, not within me. Within you. How do you do, sir? God bless you. Reverend, how are you getting along? All right. Yes, sir. You want to be well?
Yes, sir.
Well, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. God bless you. Go eat now what you wish to. All right. Let's say praise the Lord. Do you believe it all your heart? God bless you, Mother. That's the way I'm going. Right off the platform. Say thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Lord Jesus, as these poor old mothers come, their lives battered down, their suitcases packed ready to cross the river, God bless them and make their days happy. In Jesus' name, heal this woman. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Go on your road rejoicing, happy, believing with all your heart. All right. Sister, do you believe?
Yes, sir.
With all your heart?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to walk real close to him? Love him with all your heart?
Yes.
Do you believe he'd make your eyes get well then?
No,
he will. You will. All right, sir. You shall have it. In the name of Jesus Christ, God grant to this woman the desire of her heart. For it's for your glory I ask it. Amen. God bless you. Go believing now. Let's say praise be to God. Thanks be to God. Praise God. You could be healed of that rupture if you would just believe it with all your heart, sir. Do you believe it? Let's stand up and say, I accept my healing now. All right, that's good. Thank you, brother. That's the way to do it. What's the matter? Your wife there moving around. Look over this way, sister. You believe with your heart, too? Like you got arthritis? You'd like to be made well? If you would, stand up on your feet and say, I accept my healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the way it is. You are also go off the platform saying thank you, Jesus. And may well. Let's say praise be to God. All right, let's bow our heads just a moment. Father in heaven, heal this woman and make her completely well. Satan, leave her. I say in Jesus Christ's name, come from the woman. You believe? Believe he makes you well now? Hear me all right?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? All right, and you are healed. You can go off the platform and be made well. Let's say praise be to God. Oh, my. How I just see them people out there, it just seems like it becomes a mass to me. How I think that Satan just, oh, if I could just break that spirit above you right now. That's all. Satan waving his black wings around there, trying his best to get you to keep from you bleeding. If there's some way that that could move away, then there will be nothing between you and the glory land of God which would fall upon you and heal every person here. Believe with all your heart. All right. Little boy. Well, God bless your little heart. How do you do, sonny boy? Glad to meet you. Now, this is just a lad. Now, he doesn't understand what these things are. So, let's talk to him just a minute. Now, laddie boy, do you believe that when Jesus was here on earth, you go to Sunday school? You do. You like to go to Sunday school? You like to read about Jesus? Now, when Jesus was here on earth, and he'd pick up little fellows like you, and he'd put his hands on them and bless them, and he said, suffer little children to come to me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom. Now, if he was here tonight and was down here in Hammond somewhere, and why, you'd go to him, and he'd lay his hands upon you, and you'd get well. Now, because he would be Jesus. Now, he's gone up to his Father's house up in glory, and he sits up there at the right hand of his Father tonight on his Father's throne to make intercession. Or us, maybe you don't. Otherwise, when we pray or ask him anything, he stands before the Father and shows the blood. Father, I died for that purpose. See? And then it happened. Now, if he was here, here's one thing, that he went up there, but he sent back the Holy Spirit. See? And the Holy Spirit is here tonight. And he sent me, his servant, to help you. You believe that? You do. I know you do. Now, look. I don't know you, little fella, do I? I never seen you. But now, if I was standing here as God's prophet and would speak to you and tell you something about your life that you know about, then you'd believe, wouldn't you? Now look, some time ago, in a room where you are, you choke up. You can't hardly breathe. You've got asthma. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? At nighttime, a lot of times you have trouble with breathing. Isn't that right? And the light in the room sometimes, when you get choked up, they come talk to you and work with you. That's asthma. That's what bothers you. Is that true? All right. Now you come here, honey. Dear God, is this dear little Ethiopian boy standing here? I hug him up to my bosom. I love these little boys, Lord, and I pray that in the name of your son, Jesus, as this tender little boy that'll have to go through life with that asthma. Oh, God, a poor boy would have to work for his living. And oh, what a disadvantage it would be. Now, God, I pray tonight that you'll heal him of this condition. Take it away from him and anoint him and make him a preacher, Lord, to stand in the pulpit to preach the gospel. I pray this prayer of faith through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, little lad. What's going to happen now? So get well? All right, God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. Do you believe too?
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father, I ask you to be merciful to the woman, knowing that only you can heal her. So I pray that you'll grant it and make her well in the name of Jesus, thy Son. Amen. Now, do you believe like that little boy believed?
Yes,
all right, go rejoicing and happy. Write your testimony out, letting me know what happened to you. All right, baby. Do you believe with all your heart? If I should ask the Lord Jesus, he would make you well. All right, come here. Dear Jesus, here is a woman standing here. She's in need. Thou knowest it, knows all things. And as your servant, I ask tonight, as your Holy Spirit is in the building, anointing and giving these wonderful things, the great sign just before the judgment, as you promised would come, and holding her hand, I ask, Lord, that you heal her, and may she return tonight happy, joyful, praising God, and be made well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Now go bleeding with all your heart, saying, thank you, Lord. All right, let the lady come now. You like that word? Isn't it wonderful? He is wonderful. There's something wrong with this woman, and it's calling for mercy. See? And there's somebody, and I don't know what it is, for just a moment. Everyone be reverent. I want to talk to you just a moment. You stand back in this way, if you will. Oh, yeah. You have cancer, sir. You have cancer, so do you. Isn't that right? Yes. She has cancer. Yes, son. Let me just handle it without God. Neither can you. Every person has cancer, stand here, see? Are you ready to be healed? Dark all around you. And I know what that means to me by interpretation of vision, that there's trouble near you somewhere. Yes? Yeah, it's a tumor. Isn't that right? It's a tumorous condition. Say, is it the head, wasn't it right? Isn't that right? You've had an operation for it. I see someone with a mask over their face operating. Isn't that true? A tumor. Yes. Now what you're studying about, the physician wants to place something in their back. I see him holding something in his hands, and you're not willing to do it. You want to accept God as healing it. Is that right? It's broke from me. Was those things right? Was it true? Ever bit true? Now, you heard me speaking, didn't you? But that wasn't me, sister. That was someone else. It's my voice, but it was someone else speaking. You believe it? Come here just a minute. Father, I pray thee in the name of your holy son, Jesus, to this poor woman. Thou knowest all of her conditions and troubles, and I ask for mercy for her. God, as your servant, a mortal that's got to lead out of this world someday, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, as I try to fulfill the commission that was given, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Almighty God, I beg for this woman's healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, sister,
With all my heart, I believe you're blessed of God now. You can go home. Not because I prayed for you, but because you believe.
I think it's all over.
God bless you. That's all. God bless you. She says she's going to send the written testimony. Now the anointing of the Holy Spirit is on me. Now it is. I don't know how long I'm going to stand tonight because that weakened me. But now there isn't a thing that what our Heavenly Father could not reveal at this minute. That's exactly true. All right, bring the lady on and let her come. All right. The first thing, I want you to believe with all your heart that God is here present to make known His deeds among the people. You believe now. All right. The woman is a deaf spirit moving against me. No, it's on her. Yeah. Deaf, that's what it was. All right, bow your head. I thought I heard her talking, but she might have been talking but not hearing. Bow your head just a minute. Almighty God, great Jehovah who went down into the fiery furnace, the children of Israel, down there in that hot place and moved in and talked to the people. I pray thee in Jesus Christ's name that you help this poor woman who's standing here. Give mercy unto her, O God, by opening her ears, giving her hearing tonight. And as it is written in the Bible, that when the deaf spirit went out of the man, he could hear. And God, I pray that you'll give that this poor woman might be healed tonight. And now as your servant, help me, God, to have faith that this woman's ears will be open so I can talk to her. Now, thou deaf spirit, you are a devil, a demon, that has entered this woman's ears to stop them up. And I come as a servant of Jesus Christ, as His representative here to His people, to represent Him to the people. And He spoiled principalities. He robbed Satan of all of his power, the Calvary. He robbed you of your hold on this woman. And I represent Him tonight in a way of prayer. And it is written in the Scripture. As my Lord said to you that day, it is written, in my name they shall cast out devils. And I say in the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Come out of her. You hear me? I'm just whispering. Now you're healed. Go on your road rejoicing. Give God praise. Will you do that? Look. Got a strange belief. You're orthodox. Will you accept Jesus Christ now as a great healer? You will? Would you like to receive the baptism of His Spirit? Go and may God give it to you, woman, in the name of Jesus. Everyone reverent. Be real reverent. Believe with all your heart. Now, I'm a stranger to you, I believe, sir. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I am a stranger. I do not know you. And only God knows you. I do not. That's right. And the only way that I'll have of knowing you, just a moment. That second lady sitting in there that's got high blood pressure sitting right there in that row, if you want to, you can stand up. Christ just healed you just then. Rise up. That's right. That's fine. Thank you. And the lady sitting right in front of you, she had the same thing. Isn't that right? The gray-headed lady sitting right there in front of you, she had the same thing. Yes, ma'am. That's right. You both can stand up. You're healed of that high blood pressure you had. I've seen a line, something like a mercury running up like that, and it kept holding the both of them women over top of this man. I see it running up, and the Holy Spirit said to me, now's the time for their healing. God bless you.
Go home. Jehovah God be with you.
Isn't he wonderful?
All right. Do you believe me to be his prophet, sir?
Oh, water gathering on the lawn or something like that, isn't that right? Is that true?
Yes,
sir, is that right? Just what they can't understand, here it is. It's caused from a nervous condition. It's putting forth water in your lungs. That's a demon power that our doctor would never find in the world. And he cannot do nothing for it. If he had something he could lay his hands on, he could work. I do not disregard the doctor. He's a man. God sent him here to help. But he's working by knowledge. This is the Holy Spirit. See? That is a remedy. This is a cure. See? Do you believe me? You accept him as your healer. Believing that them nerves will quieten, them lungs will go away and dry up and be a normal lung. You believe that? Come forward then to be blessed. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, who made the lungs in this man, as you said to Moses, who said, I cannot speak well. You said, who made man's mouth? Thou did put words in this man's mouth. You did make his body. And Lord God, who am I to say, knowing maybe this has come to this hour, or all things work to good for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. I pray, God, that with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, just now that you will let your healing grace come upon this man, and may this condition leave his lungs, and may we have his testimony back, that others will be able to see this and see what God has done, and may he give his testimony that they can't find a trace of it. And while speaking with the doctor, he'll happily say, I trusted the Lord Jesus, doctor, and he's done this for me. Granted, God, that there might be a testimony to the doctor, which we know that they believe, that thou art the great physician. They only work under you and your supervision. God bless our brother in healing. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe, my brother, with all my heart, your relief is at hand. God bless you. Oh, God, have pity on the sick and the needy. How that he would, his mercy endureth. How do you do, sir? All right. Now, I am a stranger to you. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
I don't know you. You're stranger to me. So I just, as far as I know, I've never seen you. I'm not acquainted with you. But there is someone who knows us both. Isn't that right, sir? He knows us both. And you've come here tonight to be healed or whatever is wrong, and there's no way at all for me to know anything in the world about you, only unless God would reveal it in some way. You believe that?
Yes.
You do. And will you, with sincerity of heart, do you believe that what you have heard about Jesus Christ being the Son of God is the truth?
Yes.
You do. And do you believe that what the claim that I have made concerning his being his prophet by a vision to this end I was born, you believe that's the truth?
Yes.
You believe it. Even though I would not say a thing, what is wrong with you, or nothing but just pray for you and pass on, you'd believe it anyhow, wouldn't you? Maybe he might be able to explain. Yes, sir. As soon as the Holy Spirit, which you are sure that there's something near, you're not accustomed to this feeling. You're a nervous person. Say, I see you coming from a distance. You come from somewhere here. Isn't that right?
Yes.
You've come from some other place coming here.
Yes.
You was away and come here. Somebody has brought you here or told you to come here.
Yes.
And you've not, you have
You're here to be delivered about something that you do. Isn't that right?
Yes.
That's something that's ruining your life and wrecking your life. Is that right?
Yes.
Which is drinking.
That's right.
You're an alcoholic.
Yes.
And somebody has told you, and if I'm not mistaken, you was north and come south, coming here. Is that right?
Yes.
You accept him as your Savior now?
Yes.
Believe that from this hour, he's the only thing that can take this thing away from you? You now accept him as your Savior. You now believe that he is the Son of God and he died at Calvary to take away your sin. And you don't want to do that. You're only ruining yourself, sending yourself to a devil's hell in a sinner's grave, and you don't want it to be that way. And it's got you all nervous and shook up, is that right?
That's right.
Now, you accept him as your Savior.
Yes.
And now, do you believe then, if I'll ask God that devil will leave you? What I'm thinking about, there's been somebody that's healed, and I believe I see her sitting up there. A little alcoholic was healed here not long ago, sitting right out there in a meeting somewhere. If I turned around and felt, is that right? If it is, stand up, lady. There's somewhere, that's right, exactly. You're sitting there praying for that man. That's right, isn't it, lady? I'm not reading your mind, but I've seen you sitting there. Haven't you been healed on this platform of the same thing? Your spirits having to get lined together. Say, somebody else you're praying for. Isn't that your dad sitting near you there? Is that right? Is that right? He's hard of hearing, isn't he? Lay your hand over on him. You accept Jesus as your Savior too, Dad? All right, go home. Go home. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my brother, go home. It sent my daddy to a grave, brother. Go home tonight and never drink another cup. It'll go be all right. Let us say, praise be to Almighty God, who made the heavens and the earth. Sir, join yourself with some good full gospel church now. Live for Christ the rest of your days. God will use you. Not only you, but he'll cause others like you to come out and walk in this lovely light, and someday meet me yonder where we shake hands yonder at the other side. You'll remember I'll call to your attention on the platform tonight, where God delivered you of the drinking habit, where you accepted him as your Savior. Oh, my people, why don't you believe our Lord Jesus Christ? Be reverent. How do you do? I've seen you flash before me, but with those glasses on, but it seemed like no, that's all right. It was a younger woman that was standing there first. I wasn't the one else on the platform. Now, that's strange. A young red-headed woman was standing right here. May the Lord God of heaven show this to me. There she sits right up there in the balcony. And the girl is wiping her eyes, and there's something wrong with her eyes. Is that right, young lady? If it is, stand up. The red-headed girl standing there. All right, young lady, you were going blind. I've seen you stand here, and I've seen the glasses on the woman. I see there's something wrong with your eyes. Do you believe me to be his prophet now? You accept Jesus as your healer? Go home and be well, in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe me? As God's prophet, if there's anything wrong with you, God will reveal it to me. You believe that? With all your heart? Yes, lady. You know what I'm fixing to say right now, because you're thinking about it. Not because you're thinking about it, but you're here to be delivered from something. Isn't that right? You're all nervous and shook up. Isn't that right? And it's causing a very bad habit. A habit that's one of the lowest habits that women ever taken up, smoking cigarettes. Is that right? Is it right? Do you believe me to be his prophet? You accept him as your Savior? Deliver from this? You pray to Him now through God the Father, through Jesus Christ's name. He forgive you of every sin, and you'll throw cigarettes down and never touch them again the rest of your life. God bless you, my sister. Go home, and may the Lord Jesus deliver you. I curse this habit of tobacco in the name of Jesus Christ. Go home now and be a Christian the rest of your days. Let's say thanks be to God. You can say you can do it and be a Christian if you want to, but the Holy Spirit said don't do it. You want to brand me fanatic, you brand Him the fanatic. I only speak as He speaks. Come, lady. You believe me to be God's prophet? You believe that God sent me to pray for you? No way in the world I have of having any connection with you. I don't know. You never seen Him alive. You're just a stranger to me. Is that right? You believe now, if God will let me know what is wrong with you, that you will accept Jesus as your healer? You will. With all your heart. All right? You've tried everything that could be thought of to get rid of it. But you've got a stomach trouble. Is that right? And it's an ulcer. And it's laying right in the pit of the stomach. That whatever you eat burns, hurts you, and you have sour stomach upset after the teeth. Is that right? Exactly. All right. Almighty God, author of life, I now curse this stomach trouble in the name of Jesus Christ. May it come out of her and leave her. God bless you, sister. Now go on and eat anything you want to. God bless you. Now, lady, while sitting there wondering, and that woman was healed with stomach trouble, you were healed with the same thing. You had stomach trouble too. That's what you healed of. All right, you can go now and eat if you want. Do whatever you want. You believe down that line with all your heart. With all your soul. How many down there believe? Right down in that line. You believe with all your heart? With all your soul? Look, you've never got down into this prayer line. You're just standing there. That the audience might know that God has sent me to be His prophet. I want you to, Reverend Cox, to go along and surrender those prayer cards. Take the prayer cards up. I want you to look this way to me. I want you to believe with all your heart, every one of you. I'm going to ask you something. And now you look this way, everyone. Do you solemnly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Your hat laying, that's all right, sir. Just say, by the way, you. Stand out there, that's all right. That's your hat laying there. Put it in your hand. Walk up this way a little bit. Walk this way just a little bit. Look here to me just a minute. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You do. I have no way at all of knowing nothing wrong with you. I do not know you. I've never seen you in my life. But you're hungering and thirsting after God. Say, aren't you a Catholic by faith? Haven't you belonged to the Catholic Church? Is that right? Raise up your hand. I see you with them prayer beads. And you've been going to another kind of a church. And that's some kind of a, I believe it's a Christian Science church or something. Some kind of a reader or something was set before you. And they told you that you was hoaxed or something other wrong with you. That something happened to you. But in your heart, you belong to the Catholic Church. And will you accept Jesus tonight as your healer? If you will, raise your hands way high. Put your hands way up if you'll believe Jesus as your healer. There's a rebound on this chair and you can't hear me. The vision's broke from me. That's right. All right. Let me take this over here, by. The things that I told you are true. And you know they are true. Your life has been a misery because Satan has tried to do this to you. There's nothing wrong. God has mercy on you. And now, if you will change your life, God will make you well. You mean now? Stop smoking, stop the drinking, and be healed. Only God, who is in your be good. God bless you. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. God will make you well. You believe that? That lady sitting there with diabetes can be healed, sitting if she wants to. Just have to have faith in God. Oh, the room's becoming black. Just a minute. Just a minute. I just can't see anymore. See, it's getting all blurry out. You believe? Everybody? How about these people in here in the cots? Aren't you just tired of hanging there? Sure you are. Folks, I wish I could stay a little longer, but this is 3 weeks straight meeting, and I'm just about to go down. I must go aside just a few minutes for rest. Let's bow our heads everywhere. Every one of you, repeat this prayer after me. Do you believe that I know our Lord? I know the words that defeat Satan. I'll say this and you repeat it. Almighty God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of every good gift, send your mercies upon me tonight. I believe truly, God the Father Almighty, Jesus Christ His Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in the church, and in this church, God has set some prophets, teachers, evangelists. Almighty God, I now believe that I am in the presence of that church. And I now accept the message of divine healing to myself. From this night hence, I shall trust you. I am going to believe that you heal me now. For I accept my healing in your finished work at Calvary. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive it. Reverend now, it's in your mouth, your confession. Now, you stand over this side a minute. Let me pray for you now. If God has given me power to break devils up on this platform, to set the neurotics free, to make the dope fiends and dope addicts and cancers leave, surely I speak that which is true. You've confessed Jesus as your healer. You believe with all your heart now. And then all the strength that I have, I'll go forward to charge and challenge this darkness that hangs just above you. Oh God, my Father, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me for this purpose, ordaining this, bring this message to the people before the foundation of the world, that they might know that Thou art the only true God and Jesus Christ Thy Son. And as I stand here, Lord, tonight, around 18 straight nights, being led here by the Holy Spirit, oh, Father of Spirit, hear my prayer. Hear my prayer as I call to You, as my physical body is weakening, and my strength is sapping from me, and there are those here, hundreds of in need of healing. God, I know that You sent Jesus Christ to die and to be wounded for our transgressions, and with His stripes we were healed. Oh Lord, I believe that. I believe these people are reaching forward through that mist yonder, all beyond that little dark spell over that cloud, just beyond that star yonder, until their prayers are climbing now around the throne of God. And then, Lord, as Your prophet, standing between the living and the dead, anointed by the Holy Spirit, I go forward to challenge any spirit of doubt that would be here, that the children of God might be healed. Now, Satan, you who are hanging around here with a question mark across the Word of God, you're literally disposed tonight. You're exposed. God has revealed you, told you right out who you are and what you are, and you're a liar and a pile of a lie. And as the church of God, as one of the members of that church, as born again by the Holy Spirit and by being called in this world to be a prophet, and these people have confessed Jesus Christ as their healer and as interceding as a priest standing between the living and dead, I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break your powers and leave this building. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn every one of them loose. Come out of them. Satan, leave them. You on the cots and in the stretchers, on the chairs, rise up. You the sick and afflicted, there you are, walking up, the crippled and afflicted, go and heal. Stand up. Everybody stand and sing with us now.
Jesus breaks every...
This man be here. Now look around this audience. Sir, I do not know you. I've never seen you in my life. You're just a man. Now, if you just drew a prayer card or say, give your prayer card and you come up here. Now, if I be God's prophet, then if there's anything in your life that God would reveal to me, something that's being a stranger, it has to come through the supernatural. Do you believe that? If that's right, just raise up your hand. That is right. Now, how many of you out there that believe that if God would will do this, or if you would accept Jesus Christ, if this man, you are a Christian, a believer. Now, this man is a Christian, standing here with his hand up, knowing that I know not one thing about him. Nothing at all. Now, if Jesus Christ will reveal this, will you accept Jesus to be the same yesterday, today, forever? Will it be the same Holy Spirit? If Jesus does this, you are not supernatural. Then you might start down and say, well, mental telepathy or something, I've got to throw it over to one side. But friend, if you do, then that's between you and God. Not between me and God. I'm declaring to you that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You say, why don't you heal that little girl? If it was me, I would. See? Why don't you help that little bastard child and those crippled and lame and hurt that between the thugs and move God on down? Help that man sitting there, the Bible said, help lame, blind. How about that blind man screaming for mercy to put him in the field? And Jesus come right by him and he was Emmanuel. Is that right? What about that lame and sick with great multitude? Maybe 10,000 of them laying there. Screaming for somebody to get him in the water. Why didn't he heal him? He passed right by. He was compassion. He was the Son of God. Is that right? He went right over to a one man that had diabetes or something. Heart trouble or some disease that had for 38 years. He could walk. He said, well, I'm coming out the water. Somebody else steps before me. Is that right? And he healed that one man and walked away and left that multitude. How do you know that's the Bible wrote for him? And when the Jews questioned, he said, I can do nothing till the Father shows me. Now the man can't hide his life from me. Well, that's a divine gift. But what he's doing tonight, that'll be up to God. See, I have nothing to do with it. See, I can probe on him, that's all. Now, sir, I stand right around this way, if you will, so I can just talk to you, just to look at you, just a few moments. And you and I will talk just like Jesus and the woman at the well. See, we'll begin talking, and then after a while, you'll begin to recognize that something's taking place. And when you do, it'll be His presence. Then your human spirit and my human spirit will be coming in contact, and then there'll be something of what's wrong with you, and this angel of the Lord standing here, there'll be two more beings being speaking. Now, depends on, I have faith to believe that He will. If I can get you to have faith, it'll happen. If it doesn't, well, I can't do it, you see. I can't do a thing but just tell you what He shows me. Now, do you like Indiana? Just a conversation with you, you see. Get your mind off. You're all chewed up now, nervous, you see. I'll get your mind off of it. I don't want you thinking about what your trouble is, and I don't want you thinking about something else. Do you like Indiana? It's a wonderful state. I've spoke of it around the world, see. Jeffersonville, Indiana. Was ever in Jeffersonville? No. It's a little bitty old city down there of about 17,000 population, but, well, it's called Little Chicago. Plus gambling, you know, as much gambling. But there's a lot of good people live there. There is everywhere. You believe that, don't you? God has people all over the world. See, we just have to, someday He'll take them all up and we'll all be together. Won't that be wonderful? It sure will. Now, sir, you're aware that something's moving now. Now, that is right, raise your hand, sir. Our friend, not psychology. George J. Lacey in the picture back there approved that. Something's moving in this platform just now. Just like a wave coming in. The angel of the Lord, flaming, licking, flapping. This man's aware of it. Now, sir, that interest, that's the only thing that can help you now. He's sent from the presence of God. Now, did you ever see his picture? Back there in the book? Did you ever see where he got it? You've seen it. Yes. You've seen that copyright. You've seen no matter what this, the best inspector they had in the world says the only immortal being was ever photographed. Now, that's what is the result you're feeling right now. That's the effect. You have many things wrong with you. Isn't that right? I just get all mixing up together. And say, you just had an operation too. Isn't that right? I see a ring. It was a tumor.
What?
Is that right? Say, aren't you taking some kind of treatment for that now? Isn't that right? Some kind of treatment to kill the... Is that right? Now, just a moment. It left me. Was what I said was right?
Yes.
Turn around to the audience. Was that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Now come here. I can pray for you. That's all I can do. Dear Lord, you are here tonight. And I pray that you will heal this man. May he get well. He wants to, Lord. He realizes this is malignancy. And I pray, God, that you heal him and make him well. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he live. Sir, it is malignant. You're going to get all of it. God bless you. Go on, girl. Let us say praise to God. Of course, that man had a prayer card. He was brought up here at the platform. He was come here. How many other have you got a prayer card? Let's see your hands and believe that God will heal you and make you well. Raise up your hands and say, I believe it with all my heart. How do you do? Are you a stranger to me, lady? I don't believe I've ever seen you. I've never seen you. No matter. All right, then, if you be a stranger to me, but I realize that you're a Christian. Now, if that, how would I know you as a Christian if it's a lady standing there? How would I know you as a Christian? Is that the same spirit that said to Nathaniel, behold, an Israelite indeed, and he knows no guile? You believe that? You're acquainted. You know that something's happening. You're not only a Christian, but you're a minister of the Christian word. Is that right? Don't you come from a place where you've got a palm tree or something? I see you maybe on a street. I say you're Florida or California. I believe California. Is that right?
Okay.
And say, you've had there's something wrong in your back. It's down in your back. You're stiffening. Your limbs and your back is getting stiff. Is that right? So wasn't that caused from an automobile accident? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. All right. Jesus Christ bless you, my sister. Lord God, bless this woman and make her well. Through Jesus Christ's name. Return happy and rejoicing. All right. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Oh, my. I feel the Spirit of God cry out in my soul to the people. Why not believe Him? Why not have faith in Him? All right, lady, you. Are we strangers? I don't know yet. I've never seen you in my life as I know of. Is that true? You believe God is with me? You believe this is God what you feel now, that moving of the Spirit? You believe that's it? Now look, sister, you have cancer. I don't know whether you knew that or not. The cancer. Isn't that located in your throat? Is that right? That's right. Come here just a minute. Cancer, cursed be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn out of this child of God. Turn her loose. God bless you, lady. God bless you. Everybody's got cancer to be healed right now if you want to. Have faith in God. Believe God with all your heart. God shall bring it to pass. You believe it? Amen. Have faith. Some of you out there, you're praying now. You people have prayed for to have faith. While the anointing of the Holy Spirit is moving in here now, you have faith in God. Are you the patient lady? Excuse me. Sometimes I get just a little bit trying to find myself on a kind of anointing. Now, you come here to me. Do you believe me to be God's servant? First thing, right this. It's nervous trouble, isn't it? I said, well, you're upset. And one of the main things you need is Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? You don't, you can't hide your life from me. I know what it is. Have you needed him as your personal Savior right now? You've been thinking about that anyhow for a few days, especially since you've been in this meeting. I'm not reading your mind, but that's the truth, is it? If it is, raise your hand. Sinner, but you want to come to Christ now, do you? Oh, God, have mercy on the woman. God, he realizes Satan's goodness, he took the woman's life and scares anything. But she somehow, she's come in to the building tonight, she's come here to be healed. And God, he realizes the Holy Spirit will not let sin pass over the platform in his presence without revealing it. God, in Jesus Christ's name, I pray that you heal the woman. Grant it. Save her from every sin, forgive every sin that she did as she stood here before these many thousand people with her hands up as she believes and accepts you as her Savior. We know it. This very moment, her name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. For she confessed you before man. You said, I'll confess you before my Father and the holy angels. And now, Satan, you had a right to hold her as long as she was a sinner, but you don't have any right now. Come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, lady, I don't, you're saved. You've accepted him as your Savior. You've been having all kinds of trouble, mental trouble. And then Satan has said unto you to take you to an insane institution on a nervous breakdown. And now you can go home and be well and serve God all your life, reverend. Now, if God let me know what was wrong with you, he'll let me know what will be and what was with you. But you've done the greatest thing that you've ever done in your life when you got to your platform. Now, not because I was here, but because of you accepted Jesus Christ. God bless you. Go now in the Lord's blessing. Hallelujah. All right, lady. What do you think about the meeting? Wonderful. I'm just so happy to hear that. Now, we're strangers, are we? You don't know me, and I don't know you. No, ma'am. It's a good service. Well, I'm happy that we get to meet one another. Now, if there's anything wrong with you, then our Heavenly Father would reveal it to me. Do you do that? Just in order to let you. You ain't got a prayer card, have you, ladies? Say amen. Yeah. You haven't got a prayer card? You have a prayer card. Well, maybe you'll be called in a few minutes, but all right, that could be trouble you had if you got it. Is that right? I see you stand up. He heals you anyhow, so you don't have to come to the prayer line to use it. All right. Look, lady, your trouble is a female trouble. It's in the female gland in the womb, and it's a tumor. Isn't that right? And don't you have you've had a bunch of children, haven't you? Yes. Say, don't you come from Kentucky? The state of, is that right? Raise your hand up. God bless you for all your tumors gone. You believe, my brother, with all your heart? All right, come to it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, may you go home and be there. I know the glory of God. The man passed up here at the platform, and I prayed for him. I see he was going to get well, so I just passed him on. When he went by, he was wondering in his mind why I didn't tell him what was wrong with him. I turned him around. I turned the man back around because he was thinking of it. Not as I'm a mind reader, but Jesus Christ perceived their thoughts. Is that right?
Amen.
All right. And he wanted to know why I didn't get. Now, I turned him around and I said, you're wondering, brother, why I didn't tell you what was the matter with me. I said, you just had a appendicitis operation in the lower part of the incision, won't heal up.
Right.
Is that right, sir?
Yes.
All right, you go. You're going to be healed up now. God's going to make you well. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? You believe you could be his prophet? You believe that what I would ask God by would do? Not because it's me, but because it's him. Is that right? You're pending an operation. Is that right? You've examined and you have tumor. Is that right? You've got tumor found in the stomach? Is that right? Raise your hand. And you have supposed to be operated on for that. Isn't that right? Isn't he wonderful? Come here. Father, in the name of God's Son Jesus, God bless this poor little woman. May she go home and be healed. Not may that tumor just disappear. I curse it in the name of Jesus Christ as your representative. Amen. God bless you, sister. I keep seeing a lady appear before me right along in here somewhere. Oh, it's the colored lady standing there. She's got sugar trouble. Is that right, lady? That's right. You're healed. You can go home. Yeah. You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't have any prayer cards. All right, before you're back in the first meeting. All right. All right. What do you think of the sudden appear, lady? Do you have a prayer card? You do. Well, maybe you get, is it a prayer card for tonight? What number is it? What? Night's gone by. You see it sitting there breathing, trying to believe with all your heart. And that reason, maybe you'll get called into the line. Do you believe me as God's prophet if I stand here and tell you what's wrong with you? Stand up on your feet just a minute. Look on me just a minute. There's another lady sitting out there trying to be trying to. The bladder trouble. Is that right? Raise your hand if that's right. All right, go home now and be well. All right, sister.
The Lord bless you.
Father, I pray that you'll make her up and get home. Make you go home now and be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. I say thank you to God.
I'm wondering about your heart trouble,
but it's gone. She said, yes, it's gone. God bless you. Your sister, when you come back, God be merciful and make the woman to have continued with this faith in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. All right, keep time. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. You believe, lady, with all your heart? You believe I'll be God's servant? You do. All right. If you believe and accept Jesus Christ as your healer now, you do. If I never say what's wrong with you, you believe anyhow. Is that right? I'll say this. First, you'll have a better foundation of faith. You got a stomach trouble that's been bothering you. Is that right? Raise your hand like this. All right, you can go home and eat now. Jesus Christ. Well, you believe, sister? Have faith in God. A good colored lady sitting here. Had a lot of trouble. A lot of operations. You ain't got a prayer card, have you? You have a prayer card. What number is it? Is it going to be called? What number? In? All right, way back some other time in the week. Look this way to me. Do you believe me, God's prophet? You've had an operation, about 4 or 5 of them. Is that right? And isn't that operation on the, it's on the spine. It's in the rectum or spine. The end is on the fistula like. Is that right? Is that true? That's right. All right, lady. God bless you. Go home. You're going to get well. Do you believe you're going to get over that tumor? You do? You believe you are now? All right, there. Go home, man, and may the Lord bless you and make you well. You believe? With all your heart? What's your trouble is your blood. Your anemia. Isn't that right? That's smothering too, like with heart trouble, which it is. That's that nervous cause. You're nervous to begin with, but you're anemia without blood. Let us go to Calvary tonight for transfusion. Will you, sister? Come here. I'm a man. I'm your brother. I'll pray for you. You believe what I pray, will you? Almighty God, I bless this poor little dying woman here. May we now, God, pay to look up there and see the stream God flowing wounds supply. And may she, this anemia condition, leave, and may she be a healthy, well woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice in all your happy. I'm waiting for you.
You believe with all your heart? Raise your hand. How many of you have got heart trouble? Raise your hand.